The reason I think that the reason that the whole food-based products for the skin are not the best is because our skin doesn't have digestive organs. It doesn't have ability to break it down and utilize just the things that it needs. So it becomes sensitized and reactive to those products.
I totally get that.
Very interesting. Okay.
Welcome to Functional Medicine Coaching Moms Podcast, where simplifying healthy lifestyle change for moms is the only goal.
We are thrilled to have Marina Skye on the show today. She is a functional medicine practitioner and an esthetician and the founder of Heal, a wellness center and spa in New Jersey that helps people find the root cause of their skin and health issues. She is a mom of two boys who are in college.
This episode is for you if you're interested in a functional medicine or holistic approach to skincare. Marina has helped clients clear acne, eczema, dark spots, rosacea, fine lines, dullness and dryness, and more so they can look and feel their best.
Two life-changing events in Marina's personal life led her to founding Heal. First, she was able to use holistic treatments to resolve her own digestive and skin issues when visits to her doctor did not yield results. And the second, after her mom was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, Marina was able to help her mother avoid major surgery and recover without prescription medication.
So Marina, thank you so much for coming on the show today. After reading your bio, Raquel and I were so curious because it seems like there's a digestion and a skin connection. And we were amazed how you were able to heal your own skin and gut issues. And then helping your mom avoid the surgery and prescriptions with the Crohn's disease really blew our minds on that, because that sounds amazing that you were able to do that. So we were wondering if you could start by sharing a little bit about your journey.
Thank you for a great introduction. But yeah, it was not an easy one. And it all started in my teen years, like it does for a lot of people. I had a lot of stress in my life, and also my skin showed, which I didn't really connect at that time to each other, but I did have digestive issues as well. But my biggest problem, of course, as a teenager was the skin. And I had cystic acne. It was really quite bad. And I was in college and it got worse. But I believe that doctors and medicine was the way to go at that time. I didn't really know any other option. Right. And I'm talking about 35 years ago. So the years of antibiotic and even a course of Accutane didn't resolve it permanently. It resolved it temporarily. It came back a year later and after the Accutane, and I was done with it because it was affecting my health even more. And then at that time, I was already out of college and learning other approaches. I was always drawn to holistic approach, and I went to all these little natural stores that had wellness component, and they had a little mini library, and I would look up all the books and look up acne treatments. And someone mentioned to me that, you know, maybe diet, even though I asked the doctors many times, would the diet be an issue? And they said, no, of course, maybe chocolate. And that's when I went dairy-free cold turkey and started learning more and more and researching it. And that was not my career. I was becoming an expert in it, and then wanted to help when I started seeing improvement in my skin and my gut and my overall health. I wanted to help other people too. When the opportunity came, I changed my career completely. I went back to, I got my functional medicine nutritionist certification. My skin was still a big mess after years of topical, whatever, drying agents and antibiotics. My gut was also a mess. It took a long time for me to reverse things, but my skin was still damaged. A recommendation of a friend, I decided I want to learn more about skin products and got back to school, got my esthetician license. And I always believed in this holistic approach. So that was a way for me to learn about skincare products. Mm-hmm. And I love the hands-on. So it became my goal to combine and offer something different and educate other people about gut-skin connection and holistic approach for skin problems. And not just acne, that was my problem, but also eczema, rosacea, psoriasis, other things, sensitive skin, and premature aging, of course, is also, also part of it. It's all a reflection. The skin doesn't exist as its own organ unconnected to the body, as a lot of Western medicine may look at that way, but it's always a reflection of what's going on inside. And that was a huge piece for me.
How about your mom?
So in the midst of that, my mom was diagnosed with Crohn's. It was kind of all of a sudden. I ended up in the hospital. And even though she's in a different state, I was able to see her within a couple of days and be there. And it took a lot of arguing with doctors and because they wanted to do emergency surgery. With Crohn's, they usually cut out the pieces that, and I was still kind of at the beginning of my functional medicine career, but I knew that there's a better way. And healing my own gut issues, I knew that there was probably something I could do. And I actually had, at that time, I did help one other client with Crohn's who was on the medication stopped working. So we managed to get her.
So you had like a little tiny experience is what I'm gathering, right when this was happening with your mom, with someone else. But I gotta say, like, wow, that took a lot of, like, that was just a very courageous thing to tell the doctors, like, no, you're not going to do surgery on my mother right now. And stepping in like that, were you, I mean, that's, you have, like, because I would be like, okay, I get that feeling in a similar situation currently right now with my own mom. But you have that, like, little piece of you that was like, what if I'm not doing the right thing?
Yeah, and what if you don't have it right?
Hurt my mother, you know, or something like that.
It was scary, especially that my brother didn't know anything about it. And he kind of goes on with whatever doctors recommend. My dad was on my case as well. I was scared.
So you were having battles.
Of course, because your mom, you know, you messed up with double trouble, right?
Right. And you were still a student. You weren't even like an official doctor yet.
No, I was practicing.
Oh, you were practicing at that point.
But I just didn't have as much experience with Crohn's. And it was, you know, pretty severe for her being in the hospital and like feeding tube. And so it was a little scary because it was sudden. But I just had such a strong conviction after going through what I went through. And actually, to be honest, my mom was never really fully supportive of my diet changes. And she thought that whatever I was avoiding was all in my head and whatever. But I knew that it was working for me. So the funny thing is, after this experience, it took her a few months. It wasn't a quick recovery, but I told the doctors, if we have an issue, if she does need a surgery, we'll come back in a week or 2 weeks. It's not that urgent. She started getting better. I put her on the diet, gave her some supplements to restore.
And when you say diet, what kind of diet was it?
Well, I put her, she was pretty blocked from the Crohn's. So it was a lot of broth and gluten, dairy free, sugar free, like a lot of, cleaned up her diet significantly and put her on, she also has difficulty swallowing pills. So I had to put her on a lot of powder supplements that were like soothing and healing. So a month later, she was better, but she was still not gaining weight, lost a lot of weight by not eating. So my dad was kind of giving me a little hard time about that. But because she was getting better, actually, that's what I was saying. The funny thing, she became my biggest believer, supporter, because she saw a lot of other symptoms that she thought were just normal or just little new symptoms that went away with the diet and the healing. And so she, even to this day, she said, you saved my life with just changing my diet. And now she's very strict with the gluten, dairy free, still has a sweet tooth, but she's doing great. She's not on medication. She's in her 80s. And
That is such an inspiring story. Cause I mean, you hear so much about Crohn's disease. I feel like I'm hearing more and more. And that's just such a hopeful story for people. Cause I think sometimes conventional medicine doesn't always have like the best solution, you know, at the end of the day.
When you talk about her being like gluten free and dairy free, but is she still like with these, the changes that you made, is she still can eat meat and fish or chicken or is not just a complete plant based?
She's not as restricted. She still has, so I believe in very personalized approach, even within the functional medicine.
Too. Yeah.
So for her, other foods also bother her. She's fine with meats and fish, but certain nuts and seeds are too difficult for her to digest. Mm-hmm. So she has to be careful with certain things besides gluten and dairy. But gluten and dairy is a big one. And it's not the same for everyone. So I'm a little hesitant to say, well, everybody should do this.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. And like you said, it's personalized. And so there, you know, I'm gathering that there is a real connection between skin and digestion.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So that's really interesting. So when you are treating your patients in your practice, is you're looking at their skin, like if they have eczema or like whatever, like even like maybe maybe fine lines or, but, and then do you do like, are you also like, hey, what's your diet look like? Is that like a part of the whole process?
Yeah. Even when I do a skincare treatment, it's not necessarily just lay down and forget about the world. I talk to them about, which sometimes, you know, it is needed.
Absolutely. But I get it.
I'll bring up the diet, especially first time if they open to that and they want to have a holistic approach. I will bring up the diet and lifestyle and products and toxins and everything. It's all part of it.
Got it. You know, it's got it. Just...
Yeah. If you could take us through a little bit about like what it's like to come to your heal and what experience you would have as opposed to going to maybe a traditional spa, say.
So I do both. I do the nutrition, functional medicine evaluations and consultations as well as skincare treatment. Although all my skincare treatments are non-toxic with the health of the skin as a priority. So the healthier the skin, the better the result, whether it's problem skin or aging skin, whatever the problem may be. But I also learned to look for signs and, you know, our body, our skin talks to us if we know how to.
Right. So in light of what you're speaking about, for those of us who are nervous or curious about Botox and fillers, and what is your take on it? And I just want everyone to know, our listeners, that we are not judging anyone who has opted for that route, by the way, but we'd just love to hear your, I'm just curious, like, what is she going to say about this?
Well, I personally do not support Botox and fillers. I've never done it myself. I would never recommend it. Again, I'm not judging anybody for doing it either, but I don't think that it's a good option for either on the aging or otherwise. It's long-term, it has a lot of side effects.
Like what?
Not only for the skin, but for the body. Mm. Well, besides the fact that it's toxic and, you know, your body has to process it out and affects the liver. It also could create, it's almost like atrophy for the muscle. That's how it works. It makes the muscle not work. Mm. So even if you're trying to make a wrinkle, you know, move your face, it doesn't move. Therefore, it looks like you have no wrinkles, but it atrophies the muscles. And if you continue doing it, it atrophies it completely where, like if you had a cast on your arm for a year and or your leg, and then you started using it, you would have a problem. You would have to go through physical therapy to regain function of those muscles that haven't been moving. So the same thing. And on the face, when the muscles are not moving or holding, the face could actually droop because the muscles are not holding up. They lost that strength. So after a long, maybe not right away, right? But with years of using the Botox, the muscles could lose their elasticity and just start drooping. And it's really not impossible, but very, very difficult to reverse that.
Right. And what about the fillers?
There are some fillers that are probably better than others. Okay. But again, the fillers have some toxic materials in them. They can bunch up and look weird after a while.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
Yeah.
Where they need to stay. That's a problem.
What would be an alternative, I guess, to this? Like if we don't want to do these things, but we still want to look good as we age, we're trying to look good. So what should we do?
Well, everybody, and that's the thing, there are other options, right? It may not be as drastic or as a quick fix as Botox and fillers, but there are other options that are natural and holistic and also
that have the same effects, effects,
very similar effects. And a lot of it is inside out as well, and you can't be lazy and you have to take care of things both from inside and outside.
Yes, do work.
What I also wanted to mention, there's such thing as graceful aging. You know, it's okay to have a wrinkle and a little bit of gray hair or a lot of gray hair to show your wisdom. In my culture, so growing up in Moldova and in Europe, we actually respected the elders and didn't have that obsession with looking youthful into your season 60s. It was okay. You actually respected for your experience. And
I think it
proud and happy.
Yeah, I feel like it promotes like low self-esteem, like for women. I think it promotes like low self-esteem. And I know what you mean. Like in the United States, I mean, there was a time, I think it's happening less and less, I do, but where women would lie about their age. Can you imagine like lying about your age? I just did a video about, they say 57 is the new 37, but I say I'm 57. This is my chronological
age. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Own it. My biological age is different than my chronological age. And that is like what I'm able to control, like what I'm able to do. But I don't, you know, I feel like, and listen, it's very challenging. It's not easy, especially in the United States where beauty is all this, you know, and just, you know, I'm starting to just let my own, and this is my choice. Just yes. Because I was just tired of dyeing my hair because I was literally dyeing it to cover my grays. And again, I am not judging anyone because sometimes I look at pictures of myself with highlights and I'm like, oh, I kind of miss that. And maybe I'll do it, you know, but again, I don't know. But for now, I'm just on a mission. I have daughters and I just feel like, you know, like you said, we want to, there's a thing called aging gracefully. And I think that I do have a fear about getting older and, you know, what's happening to my skin and all that. And however, on the other side of the coin, I also acknowledge that, you know, I have a value for life being in this other half of my life, being 57. You know,
yeah,
I really
as Marina
value.
Just said, all that wisdom that we have that we didn't have. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really, really important. And it's interesting that you're saying that some of these, you know, taking care like the some of the stuff that you do there that is away from Botox and fillers, that there is a do work portion, but there are similar, like Kristen said, we still, you know, we want to try and look our best, obviously.
Of course. Yes. Everybody wants to.
Yeah. What does that look like?
Best. Yeah. Well, there, of course, you are what you eat.
Right.
So as a nutritionist, I would say that inside out is a huge component. You know, you have, if you put junk in your body, it will show up on the skin and not just problem skin, but as a premature aging issue as well. Mm-hmm. So you could high quality nutrients, antioxidants,
right?
All the hydration, stress management, hormone balancing, everything comes into play when it comes to skin. So especially when women go through menopause, their skin loses luster and all that because of the hormonal changes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what balancing the hormones also.
Okay, balancing the hormones. And then like, let's say she's laying on your table and she's like, okay, I'm not going to do Botox, but what can we do?
Well,
like topically.
yes, topically. So daily skincare is super important. It's like brushing teeth. You could go to a dentist, you know, every 6 months and get like, deep cleaning.
Right.
But your daily routine really makes a huge difference. Mm. So everything from, and not everybody is super user with like five different steps of day and night, what they do, but it does make a difference. And
wow.
Good quality products also make a huge difference.
Can you tell us a little bit about that too? Because I worry sometimes what's in the products, right? Like the skincare,
right,
it's hard to find and understand what would be a cleaner product. So could
you said,
share?
Yeah, like Kristen, you had asked, how do we know what are safer brands to choose from?
So, well, I work with professional brands, so it's a little challenging. There's so many, hundreds and hundreds of brands. Well, you can't always believe the label. And that's true with both nutrition and food and skincare products, especially with skincare products because FDA doesn't regulate them. So they don't have to put all the ingredients on the label.
Wow, that's sad.
They can hide some under other ingredients. And the biggest things to look for, of course, are fragrances and preservatives and coloring.
Okay.
But it's still, and just because it has, unlike with food, just because it has a long name doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing because with skincare products, those are scientific names or different extracts and herbals.
Oh.
But yeah, any paraben or like say fragrance or if it looks, so the manufacturers of skincare products, they know that the first thing you will do is put it on your skin and smell it. Mm-hmm. So if it looks good and smells good, it might not be good.
Okay.
Well, counterintuitive. But the key is also not to fall for the hype and go for just something that everybody talks about because those like retinols, you know, like it could be, or even vitamin C, you know, it's not the same vitamin C in all the products. I have seen where a vitamin C, a cheaper version of vitamin C serum had things from the cheaper version would be made from citrus, and citrus could have a detrimental effect on the skin when combined with sunlight. So you could burn your skin wow. by putting vitamin C that's made out of citrus.
Mm-hmm. What would you be looking for? The vitamin C made from what?
My point is, if it's too good to be true, if it's like a cheap version of vitamin C, it's probably not the best kind.
I guess for like just the average person, like I would be like, all right, well, how would I know if it's like, because to me, vitamin C citrus, that makes sense. But I also get what you're saying now. I'm like, okay, so if I'm looking at a vitamin C serum, if it says it's made from citrus, I would say, okay, this is not good.
And they don't always tell you. So it's a very, very complicated world of product. Right. And I'm not a chemist who have all the answers, but sure. I know from experience and seeing other people come with issues that a lot of products could be, you can buy for a commercial on the label, but they could be actually creating more problems than solving.
Right.
Right. So you help people kind of decipher that when they come to see you to kind of get to the bottom of their skincare routine. And
yes.
I could see in a lot of women's skin is very sensitive. Well, another problem, so within a holistic world, there's a misunderstanding, I think, that if it's made from food, it's good for the skin. In that, I used to think the same way because I thought it was, you know, whole food, whole food made is good for my body, good for my skin. And after going through my esthetician school, I understand, and I've seen other people going through that as well, I realized that products made from whole foods are not always good for the skin.
Very interesting.
I actually had one of my first lines of products that I had was made from foods and extract. Mm-hmm. But I saw a lot of reaction in the skin from that line than other more pharmaceutical grade, not pharmaceuticals, but pharmaceutical grade extract that are more pure and active. So the reason I think that the reason that the whole food based products for the skin are not the best is because our skin doesn't have digestive organs. It doesn't have ability to break it down and utilize just the things that it needs. So it becomes sensitized and reactive to those products.
I totally get
that.
Very
interesting. So, okay.
And that's, like I said, that's just been an observation. And I see a lot of women who try to do the right thing and use food-based skincare products, and they have very reactive, sensitive skin.
Wow.
And redness, like you could see. So if someone has a lot of redness, and maybe not true for everybody, but if someone has a lot of redness, or they come out of the shower and or they put something on and all feels kind of tingly or reactive, mm-hmm. or they can't get rid of this dryness or something, not to even mention breakout. So the skin's job is very different than our digestive system. So the skin's job is to protect from invaders from the outside, from bacteria and toxins, and also it's excretory organ. So it lets out toxins. But if there are 7 layers in the skin and it's like a brick wall,
right.
So it's hard for the product to penetrate deeply into the skin unless it's designed and formulated to do that. And if you just mash a strawberry, it's not necessarily going to do that.
Okay, so we're going to stick to whole foods, eating whole foods for our skin, but not necessarily putting it on our skin. That's a huge thing that I just learned because I never really thought about that or realized that. In an interest of time, Marina, we wanted to ask you, what are 2 simple things a mom could do today to improve the health of their skin or their family's skin?
So the biggest thing that I would recommend, and I know it's somewhat a controversial topic in the holistic world in crunchy moms too, but the sunscreen, a physical sunscreen on the face is probably the best anti-aging product you could use. And I understand the whole controversy with vitamin D and exposure to light and maybe expose the rest of your body to the light. Mm-hmm. But if you want to have a natural approach to anti-aging or prevent premature aging, I would use physical sunscreen, doesn't have chemicals, every single day, even in the winter, because UVA light, that the aging part of the sunlight, will penetrate deeper into the skin and through the clouds and through the glass and will create that DNA damage that will create wrinkles long term.
And when you say when you say a non-chemical sunscreen, like, are you talking about the mineral based ones or what would be the best solution?
zinc oxide is a good ingredient. Makes the product very like pasty white.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So there are some products that are formulated to go on smoothly, and it's almost like a whipped cream.
Do you have any of those products in your...
Yes. Yeah. I have about four or five different physical sunscreens, including a powder that has a sunscreen that's really great for the summer because you could just reapply. I think the biggest issue with especially women who wear some makeup in the middle of the day, you're supposed to reapply sunscreen every, 2 hours. Who's going to do that on top of makeup and everything? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are other options like powder where you could put on the powder. So they also have a little bit of tint that will make it not pasty white, and it will blend with the skin easily. And then you could reapply with that powder too.
Great.
So there are a lot of different good, healthy, non-toxic options for sunscreen.
Great. So that's...
And actually the best way to tell how aged your face skin is compared to your other parts is to look under your bicep, like in that area right here. Mm-hmm. And this is how your skin that's not sun damaged looks like. And that's how your skin should look like. But because of the sun damage, it looks very different. So if you want to compare your aging to on the skin on the face versus the underarm, you'll see that it's because of the sun.
I'm doing that as soon as I get off here.
Yeah, I'm afraid to do that, but I'm going to check that out.
What was it? How is it, guys?
Uh-oh.
And I made that mistake too. But yeah, in the winter, you see cloudy and you think, well, there's no sun, but
it's the UV.
It's still UVA.
UVA.
Yeah, UVA rays are still penetrating through the glass and clouds and even indoors or driving in the car.
Mm. Okay. And did you have any other tips then for us? So sunscreen we got, and we're going to make it mineral-based and clean ingredients. We're going to go for that, yes. The zinc.
Sorry, it was extensive. But so the other tip I would say is do one of the tips from inside out, right? Mm. Eat the rainbow of colors, and that's the easiest thing to think about. We need all kinds of antioxidants. Purple ones are the most difficult ones, but try to eat at least one of each colors. And I'm not talking about M&Ms, obviously, but one of each color is food that every day that will create that all day.
Absolutely.
It's important because it's easy to get stuck. Yeah. With your food choice. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yes. That's just the easy way to track your
perfect.
Antioxidants.
Thank you, Marina. You can find out more about HEAL by visiting www.healnj.com. And also connect with Marina on Instagram and Facebook at HealNJ. We will link all of this in the show notes.
And I want to add that Marina is offering our listeners a 15% discount on a first treatment or consultation. You can visit her website for her services. And I am in New Jersey and I will be checking it out, Marina, because I could use some help as I'm getting older. And these were great tips today.
Yeah, maybe we can both go together.
Yes.
Kristen.
That might be really fun. Yeah. We might have to do that.
We can do a field trip.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. And we'll see you next time.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes.
We would love to hear from our mom community. Any wellness topics that are high on your list, please DM us at Functional Medicine Coaching Moms. We can also be reached via email at info@functionalmedicinecoachingmoms.com. You can find Functional Medicine Coaching Moms podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.